Chapter 17.
He, you! Applejack sighed with relief. She placed her hooves on the edge of the wooden box that had become their makeshift hot air balloon basket and peered out at the landscape of bushy green trees below.
That was some quick thinking, Twilight!
Yes, darling, Rarity marveled. How in the world did you gather all those items and assemble them in midair while we were plummeting to our own doom? She smoothed down her mane. And using Spike's fire-breathing abilities to heat the balloon. Truly inspired. Spike beamed at the compliment.
Next stop, Mount Eris, Rainbow Dash called out as she flew alongside the hot air balloon.
She pointed to the narrow, pointy mountain in the distance.
I don't know how I did it, Twilight admitted, but it was great. And now we're home free.
She took a deep breath. The air somehow seemed sweeter on the heels of victory.
Yahoo!
The stone stairs to Mount Eris were winding and endless. As they trudged upward, the ponies were reaching a new level of exhaustion. It didn't help that the landscape was completely desolate either. It was pretty depressing. Rarity, in particular, was beginning to get quite whiny.
That's it. I simply cannot even. I have nothing. The bad guys have won.
She collapsed into a dramatic heap on the ground.
I'm so sorry.
Rainbow Dash, who had been periodically flying above to check their progress, called down some words of encouragement.
We're almost there.
Will you stop saying that?
Rarity huffed. Instances such as these were the only times she was truly jealous of Rainbow Dash for having wings. Rainbow brightened.
No, really! We're here!
It was the final push they all needed. The ponies sped up, taking the last sets of stairs twice as fast. When they reached the top and saw the entrance, it all felt worth the journey.
This is it!
Twilight exclaimed. Excitement bubbled up inside her stomach. They all stood back and admired the sight. The gates of Mount Eris, home of the hippogriffs, were quite eerie and beautiful. Two ancient stone columns carved into hippogriffs flanked the walkway, inviting visitors in with a sense of mystery and mysticism. Twilight, a history buff, felt a twinge of intrigue that made her want to read everything ever written about these creatures. She could recall learning next to nothing about them in her studies.
Well, I'll be,
marveled Applejack, leaning back so far that her brown hat almost fell clean off her noggin. Once she'd secured it back on her head, she trotted in through the gates behind the others.
Are we sure this is the right place?
Asked Rarity, looking around the deserted stone street. It did look a little worse for wear with all the cracked statues and toppled pillars everywhere. Many of the doors to the beautiful dome-shaped dwellings had been left ajar, and weeds had begun to grow everywhere.
Hello, Applejack called out. Is any pony home?
Pinkie Pie took a different approach. She bounced around, looking for any signs of life.
No hippogriffies here, or here, or here! Wait!
Pinkie crouched down and lifted a little rock with her muzzle.
Nope, this place is empty.
Empty. After everything the ponies had gone through to get here, Twilight didn't understand how this was possible. Celestia had to believe that the only way to save Equestria was to find the queen of the hippogriffs, or she wouldn't have instructed Luna to go find her. Plus, the map Twilight had found at Capper's had led them right here. None of it made any sense.
Well, where are they?
Twilight said in disbelief. Spike scanned the desolate landscape and shuddered.
Something bad happened here. Something turned this whole place into a ghost town.
A ghost town?
Fluttershy whimpered. She didn't like the idea of ghosts or anything remotely scary.
Wait, Rarity perked up and began to look around. What's that gorgeous sound?
It's like a song. The ponies listened closely.
There was a beautiful voice echoing through the empty city. The melody was familiar and haunting at the same time. The ponies bravely trotted along, searching for the source. It's coming from over there. In the distance, Twilight noticed an interesting building with tall archways. Like everything else in the area, it had been partially destroyed, but it looked as if it were once a magnificent castle. Once the ponies were inside, the singing grew louder. The sound was amplified by the acoustics of the cavernous space. The pretty melody continued, but it was now accompanied by the splish splash of running water, for there was a large fountain in the center of the room. It was set in the middle of a small pond and shaped like a pink lotus flower, just like the kind the ponies used in treatments back at the La-Ti-Da Spa back in Ponyville. Was that a shadow of some pony behind the flower? It was too murky to see the fountain properly. Rarity stepped forward for a closer look and marveled at its sheer beauty. A few rocks under her hoof tumbled down and plopped into the water. What was that? The shadowy figure gasped and leaped into the water, causing a splash to spray onto the ponies. Twilight and Rarity exchanged an excited look. The hippogriffs may have been long gone from this place, but there was definitely some creature here. Maybe this mystery creature could help them find the queen. It wasn't much, but a droplet of hope was better than nothing.
Hey, wait up!
Pinkie Pie called out to the creature. She leaped without hesitation into the water.
Cannonball!
Pinkie! Twilight cried out and jumped in after her. One by one, the other ponies and Spike jumped in too. Splash! But the creature was gone. Pinkie's mane dripped, sad and wet, against her face. Applejack was about to console her friend when the pond started to swirl, pulling them into a whirlpool. What in the hey?
Ah!
They all screamed in unison. The ponies were being sucked underwater, and there was no way to escape.